Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 667, which would have been
that's a lot of episodes.
Ridiculous. And yeah, I think we're 467.
That's still pretty high.
Yeah. 468. I'm sorry. So 468. Episode 468. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
But we're leaving Earl behind.
Yes, we have left Earl behind. He has been eaten by the zombies. Jeff is here.
He deserves it.
Hello!
We did not leave Jeff behind.
Damn it. Missed opportunity.
Can't get rid of me. It's never going to happen.
I think Jeff tripped Earl.
That's how we ended up.
So... No Earl. Some games came out. Jeff went. I guess he got bored and went and bought a new game.
Yeah, several.
Yeah. Well, we knew Link's Awakening. That's we ended early last week. So how did Link's Awakening go, Jeff?
I played the shit out of it. Yes, he does. He wakes up and the credits roll. That was it. That's Link's Awakening.
Cool.
Damn, that sounds horrible.
I played it nonstop till I beat it, pretty much. Like, that's pretty much all I did. I had only played the original, like, maybe halfway through the original. I hadn't played the whole thing ever. So I didn't have, like I didn't play the original when it came out, like, when on Game Boy, for whatever reason.
Okay, yep.
But I played it, like, you know, years and years later. But now I was like, all right, I'm playing through this whole thing. And... I don't know, it's pretty good. It's not my favorite Zelda by a long shot, I'll say that.
In terms of, like, 2D Zeldas.
Just, yeah, Zelda. Like... Yeah, like
obviously not A Link to the Past.
No, it's like the Game Boy ones, which I think are... Like, I've played, you know, some of the other ones, like Oracle games and Minish Cap, stuff like that.
Right.
But, you know, it feels like a side Zelda, you know what I mean? Like, have you ever played this one?
No.
It feels like a side Zelda. It's like it takes place on this different island. It's kind of like, is this whole thing a dream type deal, you know? Like, and I find some of the, like, the Game Boy 2D Zeldas to be, like, really obscure with, like, they're hinting at what you're supposed to do next a little bit. Like there's a whole bunch of like trading sequences in this game where it's like, get a fucking thing from this guy, and then you have to go give it to this person on the other side of the island, and then they'll give you something, and you have to give that thing to someone else. Like, well, sometimes when you get the next thing, the person doesn't tell you who to give it to and shit. So it's just like, all right, what? I gotta walk around the whole fucking island and just
talk to everybody.
Or hopefully, you know, you had already talked to that person, but usually if you did, you don't remember exactly where the hell they were. Like, you know, like, oh yeah, I remember someone mentioned that they wanted like a fucking whatever. But I don't remember where I was when that person said that. Like, I don't know. Like, it's a lot of stuff like that. A lot of like, there are a couple times like you get out of a dungeon and like it always will tell you. Like, it'll give you, like, this vague hint of where the next dungeon is. But sometimes you have to do stuff nowhere near where that is first in order to get access to the dungeon. And it's, like, there's no kind of pointers. Like, I don't know. I mean, every Zelda has stuff like this, right? But, like, I think this one is, like, heavy on it. It's still Zelda.
So, like, since you... I mean, you played the Game Boy version at some point. Does it follow that structure? Like, is it just really a visual upgrade
on it? Yeah, it's the same. Like, I'm sure there's things around the edges and shit, but it is, like, all the dungeons are where they are. You know, everything is, like, the same. Like, if you know what you're doing in, like, if you've played the Game Boy one a bunch, I think you would fly right through this. Like, it's... I don't think they changed anything. They changed, like, little quality of life type things. I'm trying to think of something specific that they did like that. But no, like, everything is pretty much the same. I mean, it looks awesome, you know, that part is cool. Doesn't run super great, which I'm surprised by. I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago, and I was like, yeah, well, Nintendo would never release anything like that. I'm sure it'll be fine. No. And also, like, anytime you enter into, like, a house or a dungeon, but even, like, yeah, like, a house, there's, like, a little very short load screen. It's, like...
Seems weird for, like, a... What is, like, basically it's a 2D game, yeah.
And also, like, a smaller map than I'd say, like, Link to the Past even, than that even. So it's, like, you had to, like, load the fucking house every time I walk into it, like... But again, like I'm just saying, like, you know me, usually I play a Zelda game, I come and tell you it's the greatest thing ever, and I think this is, like, a good game, and it's a beloved game by many, like, there's people that, like, this is their favorite Zelda, but just for me personally, like, it's good, it's awesome to get to play a new 2D Zelda game, but, you know, or, that's the thing, I wish it was a new game, but,
Right, with, like, I kind of like that, you know, Frosty the Snowman...
Yeah,
stop motion look that it has, but
he does kind of look like a character from that. Yeah, like I would love to see a new game like this. And again, this is like if you're a Zelda fan, go ahead and buy this. It's Zelda. Like I said, I played it nonstop until I beat it, so obviously it's not like terrible or anything. It's just you know, if I'm ranking my top Zeldas, it's gonna be in the bottom half of the list.
That's worth $60. Or like so that seems to be like a big talking point among Nintendo fans is that they think that this should have been like a $40 game.
Yeah, probably. I would probably agree with that, but I also it's Zelda, dude. It's like I'm fine. It's not like it. I mean, it is shorter than like it's shorter than Breath of the Wild for sure. Like you know, it's slightly shorter than average Zelda, but. You know, it's still, it's 8 dungeons, I think. Okay. And again, a whole lot of obscure bullshit that you have to do between them. I'll be honest, like, I used the guide to do the in-between stuff for a lot of it. And just when I went into a dungeon, I tried not to look up solutions, you know. But that's the other thing. Even the dungeons, man, like, the last 2 dungeons can be pretty confusing, but that's true of any Zelda. Any 2D Zelda, especially when you get into a dungeon with a bunch of floors, and it's like you're trying to keep track of different floors in your head. Yeah, and you could drop items down holes and shit. It could get really kind of like bonkers. But so that's true of any Zelda. But yeah, I did find the last 2 to be like I did look up a couple things when I got stuck.
All right,
but yeah, I mean,
it's Zelda.
It's Zelda, dude. Like, it's just... most people know what it is because they've played the Game Boy one, so don't expect anything really different from that.
Cool. Tony, you play anything this week?
So I've played a lot of Madden. Mm-hmm. Which you probably find unsurprising.
How's your career going?
So I traded Tom Brady... you know, for future prospects. So now I have my rookie quarterback out there. I literally traded Tom Brady for, like, I think it was a second round draft pick. It might have even been a third round draft pick. Like, he would have been very insulted. I'm sorry, Tom. But it was time. Yeah, so now I have my new quarterback, Carl Null.
Okay.
And Carl Null... being a rookie quarterback and like taking every snap, I was able to unlock. They have these X factors this year. So basically, players who are really good will have an X factor. It'll give them like a bonus when they're doing certain things, like maybe they'll make their swim move faster if it's a defensive end or a wide receiver might cut out of a break quicker or something like that.
Right.
A few players on your team will have superstar X factors, which means if they do a couple of things during the game, they'll unlock I don't know if you'd call them superpowers. It's very strange. So like, for instance, Tom Brady has his super star X factor. If he completes three passes longer than 5 yards in a row, every time a receiver comes open, like the first one who comes open, they'll flash on the screen. So, like, you don't really have to even be watching that part of the field. When you see it flash, you know you can throw to that player.
Right.
So if you have a rookie and they advance to a certain point, they can unlock those kind of things. So Carl Null has unlocked his first superstar X Factor, which lets him complete. It's something like complete a high percentage of his passes if he's in the pocket under pressure.
Hmm.
So yeah, so you get like it's a weird way of making players more like making you use players more in an interesting way and giving you bonuses for doing that. So like Julian Edelman, if he catches three passes of more than 20 yards in a game, he unlocks this ability that makes him basically unguardable. Like nobody can stick with him. But those will have like caps. So for instance, Tom Brady, if he gets his special ability going, if he gets sacked, then it's gone.
And you have to rebuild it back
and
up.
And you have to build it back up again. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty cool, though. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like an in the zone type thing.
Right. And that's what it'll flash up on the screen. Tom Brady in the zone.
No. It's goofy.
Yeah, it's pretty goofy. But
I mean, they could have just set him on fire. Like, Tom Brady's on fire. Cool. You play anything else there?
So I didn't actually play this game, but I bought it and watched my son play it.
Okay.
Untitled Goose Game.
Mm.
It's,
I can't believe you haven't played it. It's Hitman for kids.
I let my son play it first. That's all. I'll get into it. But it's like being an asshole and having fun. That's what the game is about. It's like the game opens up and you've got this gardener there and he's the first person you meet. And the game just gives you a notepad with a bunch of ways to torment the gardener. So like turn on his sprinklers and, you know, get him wet or like steal his hat, lock him outside of the garden and that kind of thing. So it's all about like, you know, being a goose, walking around and giving shit to people.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of this, Chris?
Just seen like screenshots of it. I kind of like the art style. So,
like, if you go on the Switch on like the store, like you go to buy it, there's a trailer for it. It's like 4 minutes long, and it's like exactly it's the level that Tony described. They like show like the whole level, like all the shit you could do to him. It kind of sold me on it, but I was like, there's just. You know, other shit I'm playing, and it's $15. I'm sure it'll go on sale.
Yeah,
it's totally worth $15.
I know, but I heard it's like you could beat it in one sitting, like really easily. So
you could if you were lame. Like you got to go out there and be all the asshole you can be. That's the point of the game.
Play it over and over.
Just try and torment as many people as you can as a goose.
You got to lock them in the garage, and you know. Steal their glasses
and so,
throw them in the river.
And it's a stealth game?
So there are like stealthy aspects. So like if you need to get past the gardener to use the keys that you stole from him to open his door, like you have to like find a way around. So maybe that's, you know, turning on the garden hose and having him run over and grab it or something. So it's kind of got those Hitman-y stealth items in there. There's no like bad consequences for getting found out. You're just like the person shoos you away or whatever. But you know, stealthy elements, I guess.
Yeah, and I think like it looks like Hitman. It's like, yeah, you could also approach things like different ways that lets you kind of.
Oh yeah.
Be creative with it and shit. So I don't know. It looks cool. Everyone that's got it seems to like it.
No, it's pretty cool. I recommend.
Nice. I will take a look at that at some point. Is it? It's only on Switch right now, or is it on every?
It might be on PC. I bought it on Switch.
Okay. Nice. I played something new as well. I played that Mario Kart iPhone game. And it's not good. I mean, not surprising, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, touch controls on a screen is probably not the ideal way to play Mario Kart. It looks really good, but it is it does not play well. So the car drives itself basically, and you kind of go left or right, and it gives you a choice early on. Like, do you want to set it up so that you can drift left or right, or which makes you a little bit more unwieldy, but gives you the boost, like when you drift, or do you just want it to slowly turn left or right? And that's what they recommend for new people. In Mario Kart, when you drive off, you know, the side or whatever, you don't, there's no barriers. Like, I mean, there are, but they're wide. Like, it's not like if you drive off the road and like you hit like the curb, like you bump back. Like, that's what this is. It feels like there's bumpers. Like, so everywhere.
Keeps you,
like,
on the track.
Yeah, so it kind of keeps you on the track. And I don't know if I'm actually playing against other people, or if they are just like, you know, people that have played that course before. Because they have like gamer tags and stuff above their name, but I don't know. I played like 5 straight matches and won them all, and that doesn't seem right.
Right.
Like, I saw someone else say that too. They're like, does everyone suck at this? Like, does everyone suck at right. Mario Kart? Like, but it's like, if you ever played Mario Kart Online on Switch or whatever, it's like, that's not the case, dude. There's people that are amazing.
Right. Like, we played a bunch of Mario Kart 8 and, you know, 8 Deluxe and even like Mario Kart Wii or whatever. And like, yeah, I'll win like a, you know, match here or there, but not like 5 straight matches. Like,
no,
that doesn't make any sense. Like, you have 8 people. Like, I am not, especially not a game that like I just picked up, right? Like, I understand Mario Kart, but this is a game like I don't really have the controls down on it yet. And I'm still like beating people pretty easily. So I have a feeling that they're more like drivatars of people that have played.
So lame.
Yeah. And then like, so you don't have the roster of characters either. It all seems to be kind of like randomly delivered. So you use the pipe and you collect these currency, they call them rubies, and you use 5 rubies to get something out of the pipe. And in the pipe, there might be a character. It might be a cart, or it might be a glider.
I hate that, dude.
Yeah. It's like, I just want to play, like, I don't mind the fact that, like, you know, Peach was the one that unlocked for me. Like, she's fine, but like, why can't I play as Mario or Bowser or as Yoshi? Like, I should be able to choose them.
Would help. That would help a lot. Like, yeah, okay, you have to buy them. I get it. You need your microtransaction shit. But, like, why is it got to be, like, a gamble, like a loot box type thing? Like,
fuck right. That, dude. But also, like, if you're going to do that, like, do it for the cosmetics on the cars. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, like, all right, yes, make a cool, like, Peach motorcycle or something that I can, you know, unlock through your random, basically it's a loot box, right? It's just loot cannon. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to play much more of it.
I didn't even download it.
Awesome.
No,
I thought I would have played it just because I'm such a big Mario Kart fan, but I don't know. I just don't like to play games on my phone. I didn't even play that Animal Crossing game at all. I still have it on my phone, but I've never like played it.
Yeah, that's I don't know. Nintendo's offering, like, Dr. Mario is okay, but it's basically just Candy Crush, which is probably like, and honestly, I think that might be the best of the games
released.
Like, and it is because it's one of those things that's just like, all right, I'm gonna pop it open. I'm gonna open Dr. Mario, and I'll play one round, then I'm going to shut it down. Like, it's not something I kind of have to get invested in, which I feel Fire Emblem is, you have to get invested in that. And, you know, Mario Run was fine for what it was. But, they haven't had a great run of mobile games offerings.
It's, I bet you, like, I don't know. It does feel like you almost wouldn't want to make them as good as your Switch games in a way, but you also would want them to be good because you want to make money off of them. So I don't know. I just think they just don't know what they're doing there yet.
Yeah, they just seem like they're throwing shit at a wall to see what sticks.
And I thought I remember them saying that, like, it wasn't even Nintendo that is, like, internally developing this shit. Like, I think they, like, partnered with some mobile company, didn't they? Like,
they did. So the some of the other games were DNA. I think it's spelled DENA. I think now they might be developing some of them on their own. I'm not
sure. Like, Mario Kart is them, or?
Yeah, I think. I don't know.
Hmm.
Like, it doesn't really say when you go into the game. Like,
yeah.
Like, splash screen or whatever, but I think their deal with DNA is over, so.
Hmm.
So that's Mario Kart, which isn't great. Let's see, what else we got here? Jeff, you played that other big game that came out.
Borderlands?
Yeah.
Which is funny, because we talked about it a bunch last week.
How we weren't going to play it.
Yeah. So I guess the reason I bought it is I beat Zelda so quick and I wanted something else to play. And I was like looking at the schedule coming up and it's like, you know, it's kind of quiet till late October. So I was like, all right, Borderlands, that'll tide me over at least, I guess, you know. And I've really, really been enjoying it, man. Like addicted to it. Playing for like several hours every night so far. I'm not super far in it. I haven't had it a long time. I've had it for a couple days now. But I'm liking it. It's Borderlands. There's not a lot, you know, different I could say about it. Like, again, I have not played 2 since it came out. And even, and like back then, I don't think I was ever as into it as I'm enjoying this. But it doesn't seem like it's very different from Borderlands 2. But turns out I really like Diablo type shit, and I like staring at menus with fucking numbers on it. So that's like kind of like, you know, that whole like loot, you know, thing going on.
Loot thing going on, yeah.
Yeah, I'm into that.
So you don't care about the story or the narrative or the humor?
They're well, just, like, the kind humor, of ignoring all that. The humor, no, like, yeah, I'm ignoring the story and shit, but like, I do like to hear like what's the, you know, kind of stupid shit that they'll come out of their mouths, and I'm not finding it like super funny or anything. Like, you know, it's probably a little dated by this point, but I can enjoy its like juvenile vibe. You know? It's fine. It's okay. Sometimes they will say something funny in the background. We're like, did he say like what I thought that person just said? You know, like, and it's of course always just again like stupid juvenile humor, but it's fine. Like, it works, I think, for this series, I guess. But mostly, yeah, that loot thing going on. You know what I mean?
All right. I don't know. I never finished 2, so.
I never came close to finishing 2, which is funny because I played so much of 1.
Yeah.
I think I did finish 2, but it was a scenario where someone who was like way leveled up dragged me through it to the finish line, you know what I mean? So it was like, I didn't get the true experience, whereas here, I'm having to grind it out. I'm doing all the side quests because I want to get whatever loot I can find. I want to be leveled up enough. And even when you're like leveled up enough, like, I thought, especially the very first boss, like, he gave me some trouble. I mean, I beat him on my second try, but I was like, I thought I wasn't going to make it. Some of just the battles, like, you know, you get into an area where it's like, it says you're right level, and you're like, these motherfuckers are tough, dude. They're coming at me. So yeah, I've been doing a lot of the, like, trying to do basically all the side quests.
I'm keeping that up, right?
Like, I'm really, I don't think I've been so into a game this year in a long, long time as I am with this. Like, again, not for the story or anything. It's just like, I'm just addicted. Like, as soon as I got home from work today, I was like, turned it on. I'm like, let's play this for a little bit. Fucking. And I'm not even worried about, like, advance or anything. I'm just having, like, I actually do think the shooting gameplay is pretty good. It's not like, because we talked about this a little bit last week. It's like, it's not Destiny or you know, it's.
Right,
it's like a Bungie game, but it's not the best,
but it's okay.
It feels pretty good, and there's all sorts of, like, I haven't gotten to, like, any really cool fucking weapons yet, but you're always kind of like, what's around the next corner with that shit? Like, I just got a gun where when you reload it, you throw the gun out and it bounces, like, away, and then you pull up a new gun. And if you shoot that bouncing gun, it fucking explodes. Like, it's a huge explosion.
Like, that's awesome.
You know, yeah, it's just, like, a weird, creative idea. Like, that's cool. I have, like, a magnum, but the bullets fucking explode on impact. Like, I don't know. I don't know what else to say, except I'm, like, super addicted to this shit.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. Yeah. I'm planning on starting the Borderlands, not with 3, but we're my son and I are gonna start playing through that at some point. So
I did, like, genuinely consider just playing 1 or 2 because I think they're on Game Pass.
Yeah, 2 and the pre-sequel are on Game Pass.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. Like, I really did think about it, but I was like, you know what? Just buy the new one. There are going to be things that are better about it, and you'll feel more compelled to play it because you fucking spent the money on it. Like, a lot of times with a Game Pass game, I'm like, I just don't care. I'm like, oh, that's neat, and I'll play something else the next day. Here, it's like, okay, well, I spent the money. I'm going to play it, and I'm, yeah, really loving it, man.
Nice. Speaking of Game Pass games, still working my way through the Gears 5 campaign. It's long.
Where are you? Like, what act or whatever?
Act 3.
Damn.
In a Vaskar, which is, it's a, so Act 2 is in, like, this icy.
That's where I stopped.
Section. And there's, like, this open world section, and you ride around your skiff. Act 3 is similar. It's a desert section, though, but the desert is, the sand is red, so it kind of, it has like a that crate, the planet.
Oh, yeah.
in Last Jedi. Yeah, where it, like, had like that red underground, so like it has this really cool, like, look to it, because the sand is all red. And there's a little bit more going on in the ice one. There's nothing, right? Like, you go. The only time you ever get any encounters with anything are when you get to these, like, specific areas on the map. Same thing going on in the desert area, but now there are these wind flares, which is the storm thing from Gears 4. And so, like, you're trying to, like, avoid, like, lightning strikes and getting taken up by these fire tornadoes and shit. So, like, at least the driving part is enjoyable. There's a little bit more going on. And the encounters are pretty good. They're longer than they are in the second one. So I'm enjoying it. And then Tony and I and our Horde crew, figured out a way to shorten up Horde a bit.
Oh, yeah. I saw you guys talking about that.
You can start at any wave you want, but what did we start at? 25. We ran like 26 levels. And actually starting at 25, there's no penalty for it. Like, they give you a bunch of power to start off with. I think all of us had like a decent amount of it. So very quickly our engineers were able to bring up turrets and, you know, fences, and
you get to skip like all those boring waves at the beginning where it's pretty clear that they can't stop you anyway.
Yeah, where there's like seven enemies and you know, there's five of you. Yeah, so all that boring stuff. You miss a couple of the boss waves, but whatever. That's fine. You still get three if you start at 25. So actually, I think 25 we had was a boss wave. We ended up hitting four or five of them over the course of our run, which was a good time. Like, it was a... I would still maybe prefer them having that, the Horde Light.
Right, where it was meant to go all the way up to 25?
Yeah, instead of us like having to rig it to 25, but it was a good time. And
close enough.
Yeah, and it kept up the session instead of it being like 2 hours long. It was like, yeah. I think we played in about an hour. So unfortunately, Earl... And I'll have to see if it popped later, because I think it probably might have, because some of the achievements have been delayed, but he did not get credit for it.
Because he's never finished a full 50. One yet.
Yeah, so I think it should pop without it, because it is recording me as getting completions with the other characters, even though we're not going 1 to 50. Uh-huh. But I also have had like some of the multiplayer achievements have popped like the next day when I logged on or something, because their servers are still kind of fucked. Every once in a while, I think Jeff mentioned this too, like you're playing a match and like it'll boot you out and say like, you know, it's a stalemate or whatever, and you're not getting your stats aren't recording, and yeah, you get an error message that they can't pull up your stats at this time or whatever. So hopefully Earl got that to pop, but if he didn't, I'm sure we can do a run for him at one point. to get that achievement.
Yeah. I hope we keep it going.
Yeah,
I had gotten strangely competent at versus. Like, I was pretty good, dude. Like, someone to be fucked with, and or not to be fucked with, I guess. I just haven't played it, and
depends on what you want out of the experience, Jeff.
All right. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like, I was like, you know, in a lot of like online shooter type games, I get flustered when someone runs in on me, and here it's just like, I'll fucking knife you. I'll come up with something, you know. I'll roll out of the way. I'll get away. And, you know, can decently shoot and kill people as well. But yeah, I guess probably since Zelda, I don't think I've played it at all since Zelda came out, because then I went straight to Borderlands. But I really dig that game. I hope to get back to it soon.
Yeah, get back to it. Play with us.
Do campaign on Borderlands. I feel like playing some multi. Switch over.
Yeah. Tony, you tried Escape with some of our guys.
In fact, we finished Escape, like a few different ones. It's a cool mode.
Yeah.
I don't think we really understood what was going on until the gas started chasing us, and we're like, fuck.
Oh, we can't stay here.
We have to keep moving, but we don't have any guns, and we like spent too much time looting the area and trying to like find all the spots then getting out, which can be bad. I think the first time we ended up, I think I died, and we left. Tyler got left behind, and Walt ended up on the chopper by himself. And the pilot looks back. He's like, "There's only one of you? Fuck!"
the commentary from the Raven pilot is gonna be funny, because like if two of you, if only two of you make it, to be like, oh, I guess you guys lost one.
Oh, maybe.
Good. Yeah,
it's kind of like Horde Light in reverse, like, you know, moving through increasingly difficult enemies with a big rush at the end.
Yeah, because once you get to the doors and you start to close them, everybody kind of attacks. And
yeah,
it's a cool little addition.
It plays pretty quick too. It's like yeah. 10 minutes, maybe
10 minutes or so. Yeah. Jeff, you play any of that?
I played it once. I gotta try it again. The first time I played it, I think it was another thing where I didn't know what I was doing first. So yeah, I'll give that another shot when I hop back on.
Cool. Let's see. One other thing that I've tried is this thing called Pixel Game Maker MV. So, have you guys ever heard of RPG Maker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have now released a 2D. I guess it can be top down too, but they've released a game maker for not RPGs, so side scrolling platformers or action games, or so like Metroid or you know, like Mario Brothers, or you can do a top down kind of action game like a shmup or like a Kari Warriors or something, but you don't need to have any programming knowledge to build it. So it's kind of like Mario Maker in that regard, except way more complicated. So I'm like trying to figure out how to do it, and maybe at some point I'll be able to say, like, here's something you could play. I'm not there yet, but it's, you know, I don't need to know the coding, but it's still like, it's still pretty complicated. There's so many different options, and Mario Maker just makes it so easy.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like,
here's what I'm going to do. This has like tons of other options. And I mean, like, granted, the thing is designed that, like, if you make something, you can actually export it as like an iOS or Android executable and like upload it to the store and like sell it, I guess. So, so I'm sure, like, you know, if I got good at it, that's something that could happen.
But it's like, you look at like Mario Maker, when you're making stuff in that, you're always making Mario. You know what I mean? Like, right. Here you're building something from scratch, kind of.
Yeah. Like there's like tile sets and stuff you can use, or you can like actually do your own too. Like,
yeah.
And you can draw your own stuff and then scan them in, and they'll break it down into tile sets for you, which is kind of cool. 'Cause like, then you can, you know, if you have the artistic ability,
you can. Which I do not.
Right. Like, and probably most people that are using this are not going to have that. And I don't have the patience to like make like each individual item that I want to do anymore. It's a cool thing. I can see why people like, there's a huge community around it. I just happened to get a notification in my email box saying, "Hey, you want to review this?" I'm like, I will try it. I mean, it's an interesting thing. And like, I think, like, you know, giving it a try is something interesting. So
can you play other people's like levels, like shit that they like, or is it?
Yeah. So it's through Steam. So you can go on to the, I guess the Steam Workshop or whatever, and you can download, you know, things that people have made straight from there.
But is it all like, because you said that like you could sell your stuff, like, is there
you free can ones? Yes. There's free ones like on the Steam Workshop. Okay. Like, you can go and download stuff that people have uploaded as pieces for this. So
have you done any of that? Have you gone in there?
No, I've only played it like a couple times at this point. I've only played around in it a couple times, even trying to figure out, like, just trying to get something. I haven't been able to get a fucking character on the screen. Like, last night was the first time I was able to get it so I could actually see the shit that, like, my level layout. Now I'm trying to, like, watching videos and shit on how to insert a character. It's really just, like, it's just drop. Like, I can't figure out how to actually get the animation on there to do it, so even though there's no coding, it's still a little complex. But at some point, yeah, I will probably just be like, I'm going to use this. It's kind of like I do with Mario Maker, where I'm just going to be a consumer and eat up what other people are making. Because that would be pretty cool. Like, I'm sure there are people out there that are doing really cool things with it. I know they were doing like really cool things with like RPG Maker. So, so we'll see. Earl did not drop us any news.
No.
The State of Play, I guess, happened though. And I guess the big thing is Last of Us Part 2 got a release date in February. So, you guys excited for that?
No.
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 Jeff, we're coming from you, Jeff, because you liked the...
I did.
That's right.
I did. I thought it had a perfect ending, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's kind of like... I did not love The Last of Us, but also, like, hey, this is a complete story. We don't necessarily...
And it was great. I would be surprised if story-wise they could make it as good as, like, the impact of the ending the first time was just like, whoa. And it seemed like I didn't need any more. I don't know. But I just have not been into play. Like, it would take a miracle for me to plug my... First of all, don't even have my PlayStation right now.
Right. So you still don't have
it. Would literally take a miracle for me to play it. And I just... I like the game. I think the gameplay in it is pretty good, but it's not like... I think even if you like the gameplay in The Last of Us, I think it'd be hard to argue it's super fun. Like, I don't know. I've just been leaning more towards fun games lately, so I don't know. I don't really care.
Yeah, I could see that. Speaking of The Last of Us and PlayStation... Last of Us Remastered and MLB The Show 19 are free on PS Plus in October. So last year's MLB game, not this season.
Not the current one.
Yeah, the one that's a year old. But I didn't play that one, so
it's about the same as the current one. So
yeah, probably. and then I guess there's a Medieval Remake demo out on PS4, so
anyone try that?
No, I'm getting the game anyway, so I don't know if I want to spend 25 minutes playing something that I'm probably gonna have to replay in the main game.
What if you hate it though, or do you like really love this game?
I don't love it. Like I like the art style too. You're right, maybe I should just try it and pay myself $30. Exactly. Maybe it'll be awful and I won't want to play it. And I guess the only other thing is, this kind of popped up for me, is that At Games, I don't know if you guys know who they are, they make those shitty clone consoles, like the, they were doing the old Genesis clone consoles, yeah, and they have like an Atari one out there. They have been sued by the owners of Ms. Pac-Man because they bought up the royalty rights to Ms. Pac-Man. So there's like a big thing going on between Bandai Namco and At Games over the rights to Ms. Pac-Man, which might explain why there's no like one up arcade has been releasing those. Those home arcade consoles, and there's no Ms. Pac-Man one.
Are you getting that Star Wars one? Yes. Total side note. Yeah.
Awesome. I am getting that Star Wars one.
It's awesome.
And I would get a Ms. Pac-Man one too if they released it. But
yeah, it Pac-Man like would be like ideal, you know.
Yeah, so there's a Pac-Man cocktail cabinet that has like seven or eight different Pac-Man games, but Ms. Pac-Man's not one of them. It's like,
that's
if
weird.
You're gonna release that, you need to have Ms. Pac-Man in it.
Yeah.
That's the best Pac-Man. That's not Pac-Man Championship Edition.
How much is the
Star Wars one?
Oh, sit down.
The cocktail cabinet, I believe, is $400.
Yeah, okay. I would imagine it'd be more. I think. How much are the one up there? Like two or three?
Yeah, like this. So like the Mortal Kombat and Shooter, and the stand up Pac-Man arcade cabinets are $300 a piece. The Star Wars one is actually gonna be $500, but that's also that's a different. Like it has to have like there's a specialized controller for it.
Yeah,
and
Chris really wants it. That's
and I really want it.
I mean, it'll be cool. I've like kind of want to start like building an arcade out of those things in my basement or something. But
yeah, I think I can fit one, maybe two, in my basement, and then that's it. I have enough Star Wars stuff down here that it won't seem out of place. So my wife just like shakes her head at me. No, I'm look, you can have the rest of my bonus, but I'm using a portion of it to buy this. Do whatever else you want with the rest of that money.
They're so cool, man.
Yeah, they look awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be a $500 thing that stands in the corner of my house, like, for most of its life, but I think it's just cool to kind of have an arcade cabinet.
It'll get some use. You gotta buy one of those booster things, though. Like, did you know that? They're, like, really short unless you buy, like, this little booster thing for you to sit on.
You need to get, like, the,
it's like another foot, $40.
Foot riser, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise they're, like, just a little bit too short.
Like, for kids. Yeah.
It's just weird. Like, what, just make it the extra fucking 8 inches tall.
Yeah. That's fucking weird.
I don't know. You guys got anything else going on?
Nothing.
Nope.
Nope.
Well, then I guess we are done. We'll be back next week with, I don't really know, I guess more Borderlands.
More Gears for like the fifth week.
More Gears. Like, there's like, it's kind of a dead zone, right? Like, for a couple weeks at least.
Yeah, there's like a flurry of stuff there, and I'm enjoying it right now, I guess. I don't know.
Like, what?
There's got to be some smaller stuff, but nothing comes to mind that I'm like, oh yeah, I'm getting that for sure.
Yeah, maybe Tony will have played some Untitled Goose Game.
Sure.
Do it, Tony.
Goose it up.
But yeah, it's we're in like a weird spot right now. It's there are games coming. But
there was a big patch for Imperator. We could talk about Roman Legion.
All right, yeah.
Oh, boy. Maybe I'll get desperate and buy fucking Contra.
No, I hear it's really bad, Jeff. Yeah. Don't do that. I guess
Maybe I'll play an old Contra.
I don't have any plans on getting Ghost Recon Breakpoint, but I guess that comes out next week. And I am interested in Frostpunk on Xbox. It's a like ice world city building game, like strategy game.
Weird.
It's been out on PC for a while. Visually, it looks pretty cool. The Witcher 3 comes out on the Switch, Jeff.
That ain't for me. I was for like a minute. I bought that game for like $6 on Xbox this year. I was like, it's pretty good. And then I just fell right the fuck off of it.
Yeah, I remember you're okay on it.
I've tried a million times to get into that game, and it just never, ever works.
Yeah, the next thing I'm like looking forward to this year, I guess, is The Outer Worlds, which is like end of October. That's the...
It's got Game Pass! For that game.
Yep, it's free. Right.
I'm all about Obsidian, and I was going to buy that for sure day one. I didn't even care about the reviews. And then I saw it's Game Pass. I'm like, fucking awesome. Now it's more money for me to spend on everything else that comes out that week.
It's hilarious. Like the two must-buy games in September and October for me are Gears and that one.
And they're both on Game Pass.
They're both on Game Pass.
It is the best deal in gaming right now. Like,
I can't believe that game's a Game Pass. Because, like, is that even published by Microsoft? I thought, it's like a multi-platform
game. It is, but they were developing it when Microsoft bought the studio. So...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they own Obsidian. Fuck yeah, dude. All right. Yeah,
it's being published by a company called Private Division, which I guess is part of Take-Two. But I'm sure Microsoft was just like, yeah, whatever. Whatever you want, like we're going to put it up here. More people will play it there. So,
also we like money. So if you launch it on multiple things, fine.
Luigi's Mansion 3, Jeff, at the end of October.
It's a couple days after. Like there, and it's awesome because I didn't know this at the time, but I just chose my vacation that week. I'm not doing anything, so I'm going to be playing Outer Worlds, Luigi's Mansion. Super Monkey Ball fucking is re-released that week. Of course, it's Halloween, so I got all that shit going. Like, it's going to be an awesome fucking week, dude.
Yeah, Jeff, instead of you spending money on The Outer Worlds, you buy Modern Warfare. Comes out same day.
There you go. There you go. That's exactly what's going to fucking happen. You just sealed it right there.
Ha! There you go. All right. So yeah, not much. Not much over the next few weeks, but some stuff's coming. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.